Scripture reading this morning comes from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 through 12. These are the commands, decrees, and laws the Lord your God directed me to teach you to observe in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess, so that you, your children, and their children after them may fear the Lord your God as long as you live, by keeping all his decrees and commands that I give you, and so that you may enjoy long life. Hear, Israel, and be careful to obey, so that it may go well with you, and that you may increase greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. When the Lord your God brings you into the land he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you, a land with large, flourishing cities you did not build, houses filled with all kinds of good things you did not provide, wells you did not dig, and vineyards and olive groves you did not plant, then when you eat and are satisfied, be careful that you do not forget the Lord who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. These are words that God gave to Joshua as he prepared the people to cross into the promised land, but they are applicable for us as well. It is said that Christianity is only one generation away from extinction. While I don't think that's fully true because the Holy Spirit moves even apart from us, it is true that the very best foundations of faith are laid in the home by parents teaching the faith to their children and grandparents teaching the faith to their grandchildren. This is the primary way that our faith is given to the next generation, and then we pray to the generations following that. And in our confirmation class this year, we have some examples of children whose parents and grandparents and even great-grandparents have been part of this community of faith, who we've known throughout the years, and we give glory to God for that. I just want to highlight a few things in this passage. We have a lot more to do today, so this part of the service I planned to make short. We'll see how I do. It's interesting, in the first section there, it says that we are to keep the commands of God, to stay close to God. For it is in closeness with God that we find strength. It is in closeness with God that we find meaning and purpose in our lives. But it goes on to say that we keep God's commands so that it will go well with us, so that we will enjoy good and long lives. It is important to remember that God knows us better than we know ourselves. And there are many people trying to figure out their own way today, trying to assume that no rules that are from the past really matter and that the best way is to figure it out yourself. And sadly, many parents have this philosophy as they raise their children, thinking that their children will figure it out themselves. The problem is that this leads to chaos. It leads to confusion. It leads to despair. For God, who knows us, who created us, knows how we work. So we learn God's commands so that it will go well with us. We follow God so that our lives will work. Second thing we notice is what I already alluded to, how important it is to teach God's ways to our children, to our grandchildren. For the church to teach the ways of God to those who are among us, and for families to bring their children to church. It's not just at the in the home that faith is taught, but also in the churches. We, especially on Confirmation Sunday, when we remember the baptismal promise that the congregation made when these children were brought forward as infants, the church promised to help to raise them to know and to love and to serve Jesus Christ. So bring them into the family of God. Bring them into the church so that they can continue to learn these things. And I love the way this is written. There's a lot of just natural life that is infused with the gospel teaching. Talk about them when you're sitting at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. In other words, if your relationship with God is what it should be, that you're loving the Lord with all your heart, soul, and strength, then you will naturally talk about your walk with God, and you will naturally teach that to those around you. And the third thing is in the very last verse, be careful that you do not forget the Lord. The people of Israel were going into a new land where there were cities already built for them, there were homes already established for them, there were riches that they did not earn. And God knew that those things would easily distract them. We find the same is true in our own world. We have so many blessings, some of which we believe we've earned and some of which we know we didn't. But remember that the gifts we've been given to even be able to earn, the foundations that were laid before us that allowed us to step into the world from a good place, all of these things were given by God. So everything is a gift of God. Remember this. Do not let the things of the world distract you from your devotion to God. This passage is important because God knew that the people were fickle. God knew that they were entering a new reality. And God knew that the end of their wandering was the beginning of their new life. And he knew that the human heart can easily fall away. God wanted the people then to know, and God wants us to know, how important it is to keep our hearts in tune with God and to tune the hearts of those entrusted to our care also to know and love God. And so, as it was the end of their wandering, the beginning of their new life for the confirmation class, it is the end of that season of life when they were entrusted to the church through their baptism, and the beginning of a new life in which they confirm that baptismal faith as their own. And in this beginning, there is great opportunity, great power, but also, just as it was with the Israelites, there is danger. For we have seen those who have come to confirm their faith fall away. We have seen them no longer give God the place and position in their lives that they should. So I encourage the class and I encourage all of us. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Keep him foremost in your minds and hearts. And this takes work. This takes vigilance. This means we constantly remind ourselves and others of how wonderful God is and his provision for us. And now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.